This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Fighting between government security forces and the Taliban in northern Afghanistan is said to have taken nearly two dozen lives on both sides. The pre-dawn skirmish in Kunduz province apparently erupted after insurgents assaulted several Afghan police outposts. A provincial police spokesman told VOA the clash has left at least nine security personnel, including a local commander, dead and several others wounded. For its part, the Taliban claimed the raid killed 14 on the government side and said its forces overran the security posts. All of this as the United States prepares to relaunch peace talks with the Taliban nearly 3 months after President Donald Trump abruptly halted the process. For only the fourth time in U.S. history, a president is facing the threat of impeachment. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on articles of impeachment against Donald Trump this month. And the White House, after long fighting the impeachment inquiry, is publicly embracing the idea of a trial in the Senate, as it counts on Mr. Trump's rock-solid Republican support. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will draft articles of impeachment.
His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution.
Saying he left Democrats no choice but to move ahead.
He's the one who's dividing the country on this.
The president said little about impeachment before reporters hours later.
It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
He'd earlier tweeted Democrats should get on with it so he can get a fair trial in the GOP-led Senate. The House is expecting a full vote by Christmas in just the fourth case of Congress trying to remove a chief executive. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Kenyan official says a six-story building collapsed in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, today, with some people feared trapped in the debris. Police Chief Philip Ndolo said 10 people were rescued by residents. Building collapses are common in Nairobi, where housing is in high demand and developers often bypass regulations. From Washington, this is VOA News. France is in the second day of a nationwide public transport strike aimed at forcing French President Emmanuel Macron to undo a blueprint for overhauling the country's pension system. Unions complain the new rules would force millions of people to work longer or see a cut in benefits. Here is Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
Thousands of railway workers, teachers, and emergency room medics walked out of work and onto the streets in protest. According to BFM News Channel, police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Nantes. In Lyon, banners reading Macron get lost and don't touch our pensions were on display. And in Paris, the transport network ground to a near halt and the Eiffel Tower was closed to visitors. Transport unions have set no end date for the strike, which is one of the biggest public sector actions in decades.
That was Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina. Five world powers trying to save the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran face a new setback as they meet with Iranian officials today in Vienna. Russia says it is suspending its work to reconfigure Iran's underground Fordow nuclear facility for civilian medical research. A unit of the Russian state-owned nuclear energy company had been working on the project since 2017, one of several Tehran agreed to undertake with international companies to modify nuclear sites to ensure their use for peaceful civilian purposes. There are reports the United States may be getting set to move troops to the Middle East, a response to what are being seen as threatening moves from Tehran. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Military leaders have been saying for months that the U.S. needs to beef up its presence in the Middle East after a series of maritime attacks and bombings in Saudi Arabia blamed on Iran. A Defense Department undersecretary told senators troop strength in the region will change, and other officials say the options being considered would send another 5,000 to 7,000 troops to the Middle East. President Trump's national security adviser Robert O'Brien told Fox News Trump is open to deploying more troops. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police in southern India have shot dead four men accused of raping and killing a 27-year-old woman whose charred body was found the day after she went missing. Police today had taken the suspects to the crime scene where they reportedly tried to escape when they were killed. Several hundred people descended on the location to celebrate their deaths. But Kavita Krishnan, secretary of the All India Progressive Women's Association, said, quote, this type of justice is counterfeit and call for a thorough investigation. And Maneka Gandhi, a lawmaker from the ruling Bharatiya Party, told AP if you're going to kill the accused before any due process of law has been followed, what's the point of having courts, law, and police? Gene Randall, VOA News.